Jason McKee, head coach of the Saints, joins us. Jason, you guys were dominant all season long at home, but the last two series anyway, except for Game 7, you've struggled at home. Any reason why? Is it just kind of one of the ebbs and flows of a season, or have you done anything different?
It's hard to say. I don't think at this time of year it's nice to play at home, but it's not the home ice advantage isn't as big. We've unfortunately lost a couple in overtime at home. If you win those or even win one, it changes things a little bit. But at the same time, we're still confident in our building, and we've proven that we can win there, and we've proven we can win on the road. So we just gotta stay with it. I think it's the biggest thing. You can't get frustrated, and each game is its own. At this point, we haven't won, and we need to win tonight.
What have you liked about your team's play in the first two games despite not winning?
Dramatic improvement from game one to game two just in regards to the compete level. I thought we played a much more committed game in all three zones in trying to accomplish our game plan. We played really well in game two and unfortunately didn't get the result we were looking for.
Your team, your power play, Jason, was virtually perfect in that last series against Sherwood Park. Your 5-on-5 scoring early in the series wasn't where you wanted, but it's come on. I noticed you scored 2 5-on-5 goals again before losing in overtime. What have you liked more about your 5-on-5 play that you're starting to generate some more goals?
Well, I think the first one, it was, I thought we created some opportunities. The Sherwood Park series, obviously, their goaltending was very good, as is this series. And you got to give credit to the goalies a little bit. It's a fine line. You hit a post, it goes in. You hit a post, it goes out. It's one of those things. But we're still creating opportunities, and I think that's the biggest thing. And the guys realize that and understand that. I think if we weren't, it would be a harder hill to climb. But right now, we feel good about it, and we just got to keep at it.
Fort McMurray, it's always electric. I know even your barn this time of year, Jason, has to be even easier as a coach. There's no motivational speech now. The barns are full. The guys are jacked up. Going into Fort McMurray, though, do they play different at all at home than they do on the road?
I think they're very similar either or. They're a well-coached team, and they don't give you a lot, so everything you get you have to earn, and I think the biggest thing is when you get your chances, you got to make the most of them, as we learned last game. And that's going to be our goal, is to continue with those chances. And it's always nice to score first, regardless of it's in Fort McMurray or in Spruce Grove or wherever we're playing. Any team that gets that first goal is always a big lift. And that's kind of what our goal is here tonight.
Did Fort McMurray do anything on their penalty kill that you didn't expect? I can't remember the last time you guys went 0-for-6 on a power play in a game.
No, I think we kind of knew what they were going to do. They're, like I said, they get in lanes. They've got good sticks. We had some good looks. Puck didn't go in. And as the series goes on, when you get this far, there's always going to be adjustments. And I'm sure both teams will do that. And for sure, we want to, special teams are always a pivotal part at this time of year. And if we can be on the positive side of that, that's obviously our goal for tonight, for sure.
Are you healthy going into game three?
Nope. Yeah, you never are at this time of year. It's one of those things that you just got to deal with either or they. So it's just part of it. You play this long, they play this many games at this level. It's bound to happen, and you just gotta find ways through it.
Jason, I noticed you had guys in and out of the lineup, and more so just up and down on lines that they weren't used to. You did have some injury problems during the year, so maybe it's a little bit easier, but. As a coach, do you have to do a lot more maybe in-game adjustments or line juggling when you have this type of injuries at this type of year, at this time of year?
Well, for us, we've had a young team, so we've had guys play a lot of minutes this year. So the young guys that'll step in and play are guys that have played a substantial part and been a huge part of our team. So for me as a coach, I'm confident bringing guys in and out and we'll have some fresh legs, which is a benefit. But these kids know our system. They know what they're doing. And for the coaching staff, that's reassuring.
Well, Jason, best of luck. Hopefully your guys' road warriors continue tonight and you get the victory in game three.
Okay, thanks for having me.